This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Atos Holding, Alive, the Nassau Cruise Port, Royal Bank of Canada, Central Bank, Burger King, Fidelity Bank of the Bahamas, Barefoot Marketing, Paradise Fisheries, ESC Distributors, Bonneville Bones, Commonwealth Bank, Carifta Aquatics 2024, and Fincastle Media.
The Foundation.
What to tell 'em? It's a shabba thing. Suckling sing. Yard and foreign kick up. Rock wine.
Sing.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
Band silent swing,
sing.
DJ Ace stuck up in the beer bone redeem,
sing.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
Gold bell a ring,
sing.
Knife and fork a fine for dumpling. Break a break. Time for shabba ranking. Shabba rocks disappear it have another man change. So them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the done to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the done to the key and turn them in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DJ.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Small Business Thursday, live and in full effect. Grateful to be with you, chopping the thing down. It is a booked out day. Talk to me. I'm looking for my good friend, Leonard Sands, to be here. Leonard Sands, paging Leonard Sands, all the way from the Bahamas Construction Association. He has great things to tell us. We're going to wait on him to be able to get here. But before we do that and dive into the conversation, I got to be able to introduce you to Paul Fernandez. He's here with us, being able to talk to us about a great deal of things that's happening. Paul, say good afternoon to the people.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for allowing me to come on your large platform. I know all the people in the world listen to you right now.
You're doing a lot. I appreciate
all it. All over the world, from China, Russia,
China.
Canada, all the United States, all over parts of Europe. I appreciate you allowing me to be on here for 2 seconds.
Absolutely, my brother.
To talk about the Government High School Alumni Phoenix Awards.
Is this the Government High School or just Government High?
There's just one Government High School.
It's Government High? Because no. There's a clear distinction in our society. It's the Government High School. I suppose that's pre-73. And then it's
pre-76.
This is pre-76.
Yeah.
Okay, so pre-76, it's the Government High. Now it's just Government High.
Well, actually, the students that took the common entrance last took it in 1974. So they would have graduated in 1979. So technically, the Government High ended in 1979.
Okay, I'm not going to fight you, sir. So talk to me. You have a revival set up. Y'all is we are
a revival? No, it's a Phoenix Award ceremony.
It's a Phoenix Award.
Okay. Yes, we're recognizing and celebrating this year 23 outstanding former students that once wore the royal blue and white, namely Mrs. Anatole Rogers, Sir Gerald Cash, Winston Saunders, Sir Kendall Isaacs, the Honorable Paul Adley, Franklin Butler, Warren Rule, Fennell Armbrister, George Mackey, Clement Boleg, Arlington Butler, and Emma Cooper. We're recognizing them posthumously. The ones that we're giving the Phoenix Awards, Lifetime Achievement Award, will be the Right Honorable Dame Janet Boswick, her husband Henry Boswick. They were both head boy and head girl at Government High in the 50s.
Really?
Jeannie Thompson, the outstanding businessman from Super Value, Rupert Roberts, Miss Anita Bernard, Dame Anita Allen, Patrick Ramming, Mrs. Ori Sands, Mrs. Iris Dillett Knowles, the Reverend Beryl Higgs, David Allen, and a former teacher, Mr. Leroy Thompson, who's been fantastic with his students, past and present, and we want to honor him as well during the ceremony on April the 6th at the Performing Arts Center at the University of the Bahamas.
This is big names you got here.
This is just a few of the persons that Government High, who has forged a reputation of developing nation builders, are celebrating. Last year, we celebrated Arthur Hanna, Lyndon Pinland, Orville Turnquest, Marjorie Davis, Sir Randall Fox. It was 29 of them that we celebrated last year.
So you do this annually?
Well, the Government High School was established in 1925. The Old Scholars Association started in 1941, but basically disbanded in the 60s. We had a steering committee getting ready to plan our 100th anniversary, which is in 2025. And out of the steering committee, we decided we're going to reintroduce an alumni association. So the alumni association started in May 2022. And we were registered in September 22. And we decided we have to start honoring some of the persons that contributed to society that wore the royal blue and white.
So tell me this. Talk to me about this. When is it going to be? What's the location it's going to be at?
It's
so forth,
April the 6th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at the University of the Bahamas, which used to be the Government High School Auditorium, right there on Poinciana Drive, and I guess now they call it University Boulevard, but it used to be Thompson Boulevard.
Is there any pay-in? We have to pay for this?
It's
so
$60 for tickets. You could get tickets at, you could click tghsalumni.com and go to tickets, or you can contact any member of the executives, and that's Vaughn Albury, who is the vice president, Christine Cooper, who is the secretary, Sandra Archer, who's assistant secretary, Bernadette Rule, who's the treasurer, Margaret Elizabeth McKay, who is the assistant treasurer, Xavier Knowles, he's the public relations officer, Dort Campbell, who's the chaplain, Deshae Dean, Devontae Hanna, or myself, Paul Fernand. I'm the president of the Government High School Alumni Association.
Now, Paul, tell me this, because I got a text and the same thing popped up in my head. Now, I know I need to give you 2 seconds, but you call Rupert Roberts' name.
Rupert Roberts went to Government High School. As a matter of fact,
wild.
Rupert Roberts has the iconic photograph in his office, enlarged, of it was like taken in the 1940s with all of the students. Penlin was there. Edith Turnquest was there. Orville Turnquest was there, Arthur Hanna was there, and then Kendall Isaacs was in that photo. It's an iconic photo. Rupert Roberts was in that photo. He has that in his office.
TGHSalumni.com.
That's our website.
TGHSalumni.com, April 6th at 7 p.m. Got everything laid out. The ticket's going to be $60. If they want to be able to get it, where can they actually go? You know,
Right now, they can go to Modern Marathon and purchase the tickets right now until 4 p.m.
We're at Modern Marathon.
Right in the Center Court.
In the Center Court of Modern Marathon?
Sorry, until 2 p.m. today, they can go right to the Center Court, yes.
All right, so I know we can talk more about this as we move up to April 6th.
No problem.
To be able to talk about
these things.
I appreciate
you giving me that opportunity.
That's no problem, my brother.
And Mr. Lee, just so you know, Mr. Sands was downstairs. He just went to the restroom and you came through and you missed him.
All right, tell him, come on, let's go. Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. We're here. We find out wonderful things. We share something in common. 8 Mile Rock High School, the Royal Blue and White, the Government High School, the Royal Blue and White. My God, royalty in the house today. We're doing a lot of stuff. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Calling all pizza lovers craving something extraordinary? Head into Marco's Pizza and try our golden crust deep dish pizza, made thick and delicious with fresh dough, fresh cheese, and fresh sauce, and baked to perfection with your toppings of choice. No one makes pizza quite as good as we do. Enjoy all this goodness for $14.75 only at Marco's Pizza. Make the right choice and order Marco's at marcospizzabahamas.com.
Ready to score big? Alive is bringing you March Madness. From incredible deals on Ring devices to amazing deals on iPhones, Nokia, TCL, and more, Alive has everything you need to stay connected and save big. And that's not all. Enjoy free data, prepaid plan bundles, exclusive event tickets, and more. Deals end March 31st. Visit BeAlive.com or follow us on our social media at We Are Alive to stay in the know. Score big with Alive this March season. Don't miss out.
Three-Way Productions presents Showtime at Nassau Cruise Port. Experience live performances every weekend. The elegance of classical music. The infectious energy of Latin nights. The smooth sounds of jazz night. And a delightful evening of Bahamian music. March 15th and 16th and March 22nd and 23rd. Visit www.nassaucruiseport.com/events to learn more. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale, and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government-issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful Thursday. We got people left and right, being able to do these things. But I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk about these things. Now, I saw this and I questioned myself, I wonder why that there. I wonder what they're going to be doing there. And it's a wonderful thing to be sitting in this position because all the information comes here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than Dr. Tamara Dean. She's here with us being able to talk to us about these particular things and none other than Michaela Stubbs to talk to us about that new location for Doctors Hospital at the Maldon Mall on Mackey Street. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing, right? Okay. So talk to me about this. Now, I passed there on Mackey Street. I said, well, I wonder why Doctors Hospital over there. I wonder what they're doing there. And I'm grateful that you're here to talk to us about it. Tell us what you're going to be doing out there.
So we have an access center, Doctors Hospital Access Center, in the Maldon Mall on Mackey Street. We are located there where our hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and we offer a full pharmacy service. You can purchase over-the-counter medications and have your prescriptions filled with us. And then there's also a laboratory next door, a lab next door, where you can have routine labs done at that location.
So you can check your urine, your this, your that, all these particular things, blood levels, everything that you need to be able to do.
All of that at the location.
So we don't have to come down on Collins Avenue to be able to do these things. We can do this right there.
Right there.
This is an exciting thing, right?
Yes.
I'm not far from there. That's why I could see it, right?
Yeah.
Where we go to the shop on the top of the hill. And when I saw it, I was like, I wonder what they do there. And at the same time, believe it or not, I had to get some medicine. So I had to go to Collins Avenue.
Oh.
But if I knew this, my God, I could leave my wife right there.
Yes.
So this is a very convenient thing.
It is convenient. So we want to stress the convenience of our location on Mackey Street. So you mentioned having your medications filled at that location. You can have your physician call us, fax your prescriptions to us, and we can have those medications delivered to you.
This is
free of charge.
Listen to me. You wildin' out. Let me tell you why. The first thing I said, I wonder if they're delivered to people around
here.
Yes,
free delivery.
Around the island and the family islands as well.
Mm-hmm. To a location that you let us know where you want to have your medications delivered.
You're going to make people lazy. I wasn't even moved from home.
Yeah, we want to stress the convenience of our services.
Oh
so
goodness.
We offer exceptional services that are convenient to our clients and to our patients.
You know what? And to be honest with you, what happened is I think a lot of us have had this. Especially with kids, my kids have, they have to do the asthma and other things like that. Mm-hmm. So they have to do some stuff. And every time we need a specific prescription, I can't find it anywhere. Other than Doctor's Hospital.
Doctor's Hospital, yeah.
Now you got everything in there.
Yeah, we pride.
And you take all our insurance.
Yes, all insurances. And we offer copay waivers. Yeah. So your normal 20% copayment, out the door. You can collect your medications and walk away with zero out-of-pocket payment.
This is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So you can come there broke and leave with your medicine.
And leave with your meds.
A 20% discount for clients who do not have health insurance. 20% on prescription items. If you are not insured, you can have a 20% discount on your prescription items.
So even if you don't have insurance, let's just say that you're, you know, a working class person. Mm-hmm. You don't work for the government. You don't have these particular things. You couldn't afford it. But you need this medicine. You get 20% on top
20%.
Of
it. And on top of that, we are proud that our prices are also competitive as well.
They are.
Yeah. Yes. So, and you've mentioned, you know, you have a prescription and you have difficulty sourcing the drug. We are also known to have, we have the ability to find these medications for you with a very, very quick turnaround time, ensuring that there are no gaps in your therapy and you that process is seamless for you.
This is excellent stuff.
While delivering it free.
Now, you have other locations around the island where persons could be able to access those. You want to talk about those other locations you have?
Sure. Yeah. So we have our main pharmacy at number 1 Collins Avenue. We have a full pharmacy service on Collins Avenue. We also have a second retail location, Doctor's Hospital at the Point. Mm-hmm. And we offer the same services that you'd find at Meldon. Same over-the-counter medications. Our offerings are a bit more extensive at that location. But at Meldon, if you come into Meldon and there's something that we don't have, we can have that to you or deliver to you within a few hours.
Is there a radius that you do, like within a 5-mile radius from Meldon?
No.
Or if I live in the back of Gambia, you still come in?
Oh, yeah, we're coming to deliver.
We deliver and we want to ensure that you have your medications in a timely manner. So we don't promise delivery and then 2 days later you're just getting your medications. We deliver those medications to you to ensure that there's continuity of care and it's free to you.
So where do we go to give you the 5 stars?
Our website.
Let people do testimonies and
definitely
give those particular things.
That would be great.
You're providing an excellent service. And if you don't get any incentive, at least you can have the social incentive to know that people are being satisfied. They get their things done. So let them know the website so persons could be able to come to that.
Sure. So our website is www.doctorshosp, that's H-O-S-P as in Paul, .com.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go down to Doctor's Hospital. I know that you got a great deal of things. Now, you wanted to talk to us about a grand opening.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
So tomorrow, March 22nd, we will have our grand opening at the Meldon Mall. We begin at 10 a.m. We have a number of giveaways, a number of surprises. We have
giveaways.
Yeah,
surprises.
We have a cake cutting.
Oh my God, you get cake too.
Ribbon cutting. Our president and CEO will also be there celebrating with us. So we want to definitely ensure that the community is aware that Meldon, the pharmacy at the Meldon Mall, is open for business and we provide exceptional care. So we'll be there tomorrow, Friday the 22nd of March,
Friday,
between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. So everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited.
Even the kids.
You have enough cake for these people.
Yes. And food and beverages.
Yes. They got cake, food and beverages.
Cake, food and beverages.
You giving out any free pills?
Not free pills.
So you're
but discounts. Lots of discounts on the medication.
Yeah. Discounts on the medication.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, come out tomorrow at the Meldon. It's going to be on Mackey Street. If you don't know where this is, it's just across the street from where we are. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
Commonwealth Bank. All on this stretch right here, just before we get on the top of the hill at the right-hand side, if you're headed north, right there in the plaza. I don't know the stores, but they have 2 stores.
They have Bahari
there.
Genesis Dental. Yes.
They have 2 clothing stores, and I think there's a cigar lounge or something like that in the corner. They have air accessible for you guys. You want to go out tomorrow, get yourself some cake, get yourself discounted stuff. This is accessible. If you get there and the line is long, they will deliver these things to you.
Yes, we will.
This is exciting. How do people go across this? If we're sitting down home, and Grammy says, well, baby, you know, I ain't getting my tablets. They call it tablets. Just be very clear about this. They are no longer pills. After a certain age, they're tablets.
Yes.
Baby, I ain't getting my tablets today. You got to order anything for me? how do we get this? Do we call you in advance and say, this should be in your system, so forth and so on? Let us know how we can do that.
Yeah, so what you can do is you can give us a call at the Meldon location. In addition to that, we call you actually before you run out of your medications.
Really?
So we have a service called an automatic refill reminder service. So days before your medication is due, we'll prepare your medications and then call you to let you know that you'll run out in a few days and we're delivering your medications to you. So that's the excellent service that we offer.
But you know something, it's amazing. Be decent with y'all, I can do this, right? As I listen to your service, this is top tier stuff, right?
Yes.
And I feel like there's no one from a private sector standpoint that's even remotely close to what you're doing at Doctors Hospital. But despite the fact that you don't have anyone kind of chipping at your heels and being able to ensure that you strengthen your customer service and provide this kind of great, you're still doing it.
Yes.
That's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes competition kind of spurs this approach that you need to be able to fortify this and do this and do that. But you're not doing that. You don't have competition, not per se. I want to just be decent with you as I say that, right? But you're still being able to innovate and do these things to have this auto refill reminder.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. Is this an app or is this done through the website?
How's it done? It's automated within the pharmacy service. And so our patients would generally get a phone call the morning of the delivery. And we'll let you know, Mr. So-and-so, we have your medications prepared. You have 2 days left. The driver is on his way, his or her way.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go down there and check this out. It's going to be March 22nd tomorrow. What time? 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
Tomorrow, March 22nd, 10 a.m. Go down there. Get yourself. Some people can bring their foil paper. I just want to let you know
that. That's fine. Bring your kids. We have a kids
corner. China, you got to carry something home for Junior.
Yeah. You can bring Junior with you.
Junior can't go. It's too much to put him in a car. I got to carry something home for Junior, ladies and gentlemen. Go down there to the Meldon Mall tomorrow with Doctors Hospital. They can be able to do these things. They got great stuff laid out for you. The president and CEO is going to be there. Everything's going to be laid out. I know it's going to be a grand event. They're going to have balloons, the whole nine, food, cake. You got discounts on all your medicines, all the things out there, right there at the Meldon Mall tomorrow. Grand opening for the Doctors Hospital is the pharmacy service. Now, do not forget that they offer you an opportunity to be able to, if you live around there, if you live on Village Road, if you live in Blair Estates, if you live in these particular areas, if you live in Camp Road, if you live anywhere around the area or anywhere around the island, they offer you an opportunity to get free
delivery of your medications in a timely manner.
Ain't nothing free, Don. This ain't for y'all. The people who are dropping that off, standing by the door a little bit longer than this. By the door, huh? But you know, I drive you along, right? It's lunchtime, right? Listen, guys, you can get this thing absolutely free. Get everything taken care of. Is there a number that persons could call to get more information?
Sure. You can call our pharmacy hotline. That's 302-4785.
302-4785. Anything else you want to put on the table with us today?
Just inviting everyone to come on down. The first 100 customers to sign up at the Meldon location will receive 2 free refills over the course of the year. All right. So this is a cost-saving initiative.
No matter your medicine. No matter what your prescription is.
Yes.
2 free refills.
2 free refills during the course
of the
year.
For the first 100 people.
The first 100 customers to sign up.
Starting tomorrow or starting now?
Starting tomorrow.
They're ready to go there now. Sitting out there with a picket fence. They got the tent pitched. Y'all just stop it, right? First 100 people, get down there tomorrow. Get your stuff. 2 free refills for the end of the year. Guys, you got
to
come back with me and have good conversations.
We'd love to. I love
this because I really do. We utilize your service, as you can see, right? Yeah. I utilize your service all the time. Like I said to you, I'm all mature and born with you. Right. Praise God, right? So I'm excited about these particular things, and I'd like to be able to kind of carry this message for you guys. Awesome. The Doctors Hospital's got some great things going on. Guys, I want you to be a part of this. Give them a call if you're out here and you're listening. 302-4758. 302-47, is that a correct number?
85.
4785.
Yes.
4785, right?
Yes.
302-4785. You can be able to get more information, and they got everything available. That's Doctors Hospital.
DoctorsHosp.com. Yes, that's
Doctors
correct.
With an S.
With an S.
DoctorsHosp, HOSP.com. Find out more information. If anything, just be able to give them a call and find out. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., we want to see you there. First 100 people with your foil paper ready. Guys, thank you so very kindly for being able to join us.
I'm going to see you again.
Guys, quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas is celebrating 50 years with $50,000 in cash for five Bahamian students conducting innovative research in economics, finance, or business that could impact the Bahamas. If your completed work is fit for publication, you could be one of five finalists in the 2024 T. Baswell Donaldson Research Competition and claim your share of $50,000. The winner will receive $30,000, and all finalists can participate in a research fellowship with the Central Bank of the Bahamas. Submission deadline, April 30th, 2024.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. It is an absolutely beautiful day. I'm grateful to be here and be in your company today. I feel like I rush in today. I feel like, out. This is a good thing, though. I like that. If you want to be a part of Small Business Thursday, please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. We can be able to set that up for you. In the studio with me is my very good friend. It's my good, decent friend now. You know, I say that sometimes with people, but this is my good, decent friend. I know him for years. This man has great aspirations. We can get into that. I want to introduce you to none other than the president of the BCA, Bahamas Construction Association, here in the Bahamas, Mr. Leonard Sands. My brother, it is wonderful to see you today. Talk to me.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you're supposed to be here 17 Bahamas. Times with me. Praise
yes,
God.
You know what? If I told you all the reasons and lengths in which I went through to get here this time,
I appreciate it.
You would give me more of the cake with you had that a day.
You showed up, my brother.
I did.
We could get cake tomorrow. We can go down by Doctor's Hospital, carry your foil paper with you. My brother, you're here to talk to us about some stuff that's going on with the BCA that you're going to be doing next week. Talk to us about that. Talk to us about the concept and ideas and this sort of a revival, in a sense, that you guys are going to be doing at the BCA to move forward with that.
Howard Grant, you know, and the Bahamas, good afternoon. Everyone should know about Bahamian Contractors Association, the largest and only contractors association responsible for the advancement of the best practices of construction in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Not that there are not more associations, whether they be plumbing, electrical, mechanical, air conditioning, and or construction. But I only could speak about the more than 60-plus years that the BCA has been at the helm of advancing the cause of construction in this country. On Wednesday next, we had invited the Minister of Public Works in the person of Mr. Clay Sweeting to be our guest speaker at our monthly luncheon at the Poop Deck, Sandy Port. They owe you a commercial. But he had a competing engagement in which he could not. So we had to settle for his agent in the person of Mr. Honorable Barker's role. He will be our guest speaker, presenting on the goings-on in the Ministry of Public Works and what contractors should look forward to and the things that the governor of Bahamas is going on with that they need to know about so they could get some of this money too. We done buying car and stuff. We just will get some houses and the rest of that going on.
This God of money. This man come to tell me about BCA. He telling me about car.
This is about BCA. I just thought with you know, we dropping off some little change.
Praise God.
I was going to do.
No,
go ahead. That isn't even salacious. That's just fact.
It's true.
But again, what the public needs to recognize is that, you know, and I had an interesting call from a company that does probably $1 billion of work in this country every 5 years. $1 billion. What'd it be? And they mentioned, they said, we need to get together and have a conversation about this contractor's bill, man. I mean, what's going on with it? I said, well, kind sir, let me first clarify something. The bill part of that was passed a long time ago. This has been the Construction Contractors Act 2017. Howard, what year are we in?
2024.
Last time I checked, 17 and 3 and 4 is what? Almost 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
This Act of Parliament of the Bahamas has been in place for almost 7 years. Mm-hmm. May 8th will make 7 years that the Construction Contractors Act had been law in the Bahamas. Now, let me set the groundwork for this interesting discussion. Howard, can you remember, because you were probably in Grand Bahama at the time, do you remember when we was going west on Bay Street?
I do.
And he said the same time?
I've been in Nassau.
No, you remember he's going both directions?
I've been in Nassau for 13 years,
okay,
sir.
And do you remember when he was going both directions on Bay Street? And do you remember when it changed?
2011, 12.
Okay, so if a police officer meets you right now, going west on Bay Street, between
Driving west,
between where the Hilton is, and let's say the bridge, you expect to get a ticket, right?
Absolutely.
Because
8,000 police in that area right now.
You can get plenty of tickets by the time you reach where you're going. I say that to say this. The law of the country allows for and requires registration and licensing of contractors. The law. The LAW, the thing we follow, the thing that causes me not to take up my frustration with another human being and kill them or maim them or harm them, because the law tells me there are penalties that should happen if I do that. So the law has been in place for nearly 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
No one has been following the law in respect to what you should be doing. Why now, yes. It is curious to me that the lawmakers make the law for us to follow and then don't put in place the agency for us to have the document to follow the law. And that's very, I mean, you know, we talk about the ease of doing business. Let's just talk about business in general. You tell me I need to have a license. You provide for me the regime to have a license, and then you don't put the board in place to grant the license.
This is heavy.
What the thing? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. So I know I come to this space often and talk about the need for persons to have a license contract and how these professionals, these men and women who keep this place working, who you don't want to grant them a license because you didn't put a board in place, but you trust them enough to put your newborn baby. I would just got one of them the other day, too. Mm-hmm. You must see Karen on, like, anyway, that's a whole other thing. Abraham, and you had plenty of things to talk about, and you shouldn't have wrestled with him, too, because no. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not
going
to wrestle.
You can trust them. These people that you don't want to grant a license to take your newborn and put them in a room where they build. I don't understand, for me, as a professional in this space, I don't understand why you trust and respect the craft that they do, but don't respect the persons providing the craft. It's a matter of respect for me.
Over the past 7 years.
It's a matter of respect.
Over the past 7 years, I know you've sat in this position now, newly. You was in this position for 2 years now?
Again, prior to that, before, and then I took a standoff, and then I was asked to come back to champion this cause because this is a passion. Someone has to speak the language to the government of the day. And at the time, it was a different government when I was last in the chair.
I know.
Who still didn't appreciate the matter of factness of the issue at hand. You cannot expect a society to respect a group of individuals who you say on paper are professionals who should require and have and possess licenses by not providing the instrument by which they can get the license.
And since you've sat back in this kind of position at the helm of the BCA, how many times have you reached out to the ministry associated with that, the Ministry of Works, to be able to say that this is something that's really needed at this time? Have you said that in formality?
My good friend.
Yes, Howard. I know you did with this.
I try my best not to, you see, because you can get me emotional here. Because what I really would like to say is that I think we owe ourselves better politicians than we have. I can open up a file and dossier, a correspondence between 2017 and 2021. I think that's when the government changed.
That's where
almost on a biweekly basis, I had corresponded through the Bahamian Contractors Association with the Minister of Public Works at the time. That was Desmond Bannister. So I can call his name. This young man here, I ain't got a reason to be ashamed of facts. Reminding him, requesting of him, suggesting, hoping, wishing, admonishing that he do the thing that in his office he was responsible to do. Now he done gone. So you know, point I beat him with that stick no more. The new minister, in the person of the name of the Honorable Mr. Alfred Sayers, mm-hmm. we met with.
2021.
Mm-hmm. Came to office. Great gentleman. Love the guy. Think he's an honorable man.
Yes.
The thing he discovered, because he discovered something now. Well, hold on now. This thing had a condition in there where every person would have gotten a license issued to them if the board was appointed for 2 years without having to provide anything other than the fact that we existing as a human being and I've been practicing construction, you get grandfathered then. He said, but we now in 2021, this period doesn't finish. I say, yeah, that's the fact. He said, well, that fella didn't do nothing, but now it's me. So we need to change this date.
And then boom,
y'all straight again. Except for, as a learned man.
No, the boom, was he transferred or was shuffled?
Before the boom. Before that boom. This is a different boom.
Okay, let me hear it.
But that didn't have nothing to do with the board still not being in place.
Yeah.
See, because I I don't have to pretend to be a lawyer because I was in speaking with the lawyers and the AG's office was there and other lawyers was there. The law just required the board to be in place to grant the license. Whether the persons who needed to prove that they qualify or not qualify
so the stipulation-
to be grandfathered in, they are, that's a different group. For me or other persons who could qualify under the act, they still couldn't get licensed either because there's nobody to license them. Wow. So you had two issues. We was dealing with only one issue at the time, which was, well, nobody could get grandfathered in. Okay, that's a grandfathering in group.
Mm-hmm.
But the group that could meet the requirements needed to present their dossier to somewhere. The board has still not been appointed. And I will say this to the now current Minister of Public Works. Make sure you hear me clearly. As the president of the Bahamian Contractors Association, there is nothing, no legal impediment, which prevents you from appointing the board that's been recommended to you by all the construction contracting associations to be established. Do not use the excuse or argument that the act has to be amended and this needs to be happened because the grandfathering clause is not in place. While that is a part of it, the board that receives the applications from the contractors has no impediment why it can't be in place. I find it interesting that two administrations have appointed the contractors registrar. Now, it's interesting. The registrar has been appointed who has no job because no contractor could come and be registered without the board. Are we paying a registrar? We've been paying the previous registrar.
There's a current registrar?
There's a current registrar and there's a previous registrar. So we're into 7 years of registrars with no contractors who could go to the registrar and make an application for anything.
We know the previous registrar.
And we know the current registrar. Very nice attorney, very qualified, nice young lady. We deal with her, yeah, but she has no job.
But it's superseded the fact that you still need the establishment of the board.
You need the board. You still need the board.
So you gave so the body, the BCA, has given recommendation to the government, this administration, and the prior?
Not just the BCA. All the contracting associations in the Commonwealth of Bahamas have given the recommendations to the Minister of Public Works multiple times.
Have you gotten
and
any
this
official,
current one.
Have you gotten any official word?
Yes.
Informal word?
Absolutely.
To say why they haven't done it?
Absolutely. The response has been, we have to discuss this in cabinet so we can make amendments to the act. That does not address why the board has not been appointed. And again, I stand here today speaking about the one thing. You know how embarrassing it is when I just came from meeting with the Country Mission for Canada, coming to find out what construction in the country, because they speak to the Bahamian Contractors Association, and they talk about our members wanting to be licensed from Canada. And I say, yeah, but there's a regime in place. Go look up the Construction Contractors Act. Oh, wonderful, we found it. Where can we go and make application? You cannot, because there's no board in place to receive your application. That's embarrassing. That's absolutely embarrassing.
You got to find your time to come back and talk with me about this. This is very important. Because right off the top of my head, I could remember there were significant conversations that were being held with the registrar in certain spaces.
Mm.
But you're saying to me that there was no formality. There was no board.
I said,
how do you supersede this process?
I don't know. I don't know. I
and two administrations now.
Yeah, we it's important to have a registrar for what reason, I don't know, but not important for to have the board.
When you could come back with me next week? No, you can't.
I won't tell you no, but I'd like to surprise you.
Okay, well, I'm available for surprises.
Okay, sir. I'll surprise you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the president of the BCA here being able to talk to us about these things. Next week, they're going to be having their monthly luncheon at the poop deck. Marcus Roll is going to be able to be speaking about that, guest speak. I'm hoping that they could address that next week.
He can have a lot of questions answered. I could promise you that.
All right, I'm hoping that he can address that next week. All the information's in there. Who's invited to this?
The general public is invited to come out.
You're paying for our food?
I can pay for yours if you come in.
I can't come. I got to be here, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be a part of this. It's going to be at the Poop Deck next week at, Poop Deck West or East? Which way?
Poop Deck West at 12 noon until 1 p.m. is lunch. And lunch and learn. That's what we can do here. We can learn with some
12 noon till 1 p.m. Poop Deck next week. If you don't find more information about it, please give me a call, 827-0111. I'm sure I can send you a flyer. You sent me a flyer, right?
I did send you.
Yeah, so I'll send you a flyer so you can find out more information, 827-0111. Let's get a quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. It's a beautiful day out here on a Thursday, being able to chop down all that we can. We had conversation after conversation. The last one was extremely heavy from the BCA, being able to talk about these things, talking about formality, talking about being able to get these things structured. We're going to have further conversation with Leonard Sands, being able to talk about what should happen, what the expectations are in his particular capacities. Right now, I want to be able to, before we go into anything, I got to give a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. 407 Blue Hill Road South, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They open from Monday till Saturday. From Monday to Saturday, they got everything laid out for you. You can go down there and get yourself insurance for your SDs, your jitney, your taxi, your fiti, whatever you need to do to, in terms of insurance, to be able to get these things taken care of. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very, very good care of you, and they have in-house financing. These are some things that you can't beat. Right now, I want to be able to introduce you to a very good friend. I haven't seen him for a while. Maybe he has been around the world. That's probably what it is. Here, sipping. Is that a Mai Tai, sir? You are wilding out.
I'm having coffee. You're too late. Business.
This is coffee.
Yeah.
This is coffee.
Yeah, my back was hurting, so I just drinking some coffee.
That's help your back? No,
for your back, you should have a vodka and cranberry.
What? That helps you.
Hey, somewhere it's 12 o'clock.
Just the slip. You got too much, sir.
Hey, listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, being able to talk about us, to talk about what's going on around town. Ian, good afternoon, my brother. You have been MIA for about 2 or 3 weeks. Talk to me about it. Where you been?
Well, I was off the island. I sent you a couple of videos when I was in LA. Then I went to...
You was at LeBron's place. I saw you.
I was
you.
At LeBron. I was with LeBron. He invited me to the game. And I was like, LeBron, I'm busy. I have something to do. He's like, Ian, please come over. I'm going to send you some tickets. I was like, oh, gosh. All right, I'll just come on by.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. And he was happy I showed up and so forth. And I was like, you know, just call me when I get back to Nassau. So he was like, cool. So I was there when he did the $40,000 thing. It was really a good thing, but, you know... It's really not my thing to be hanging out, you know, inviting me to all these parties and stuff. And okay. I was like, nah.
Okay.
Then right after that, I went bird watching with some friends, and it was a good thing that the guide
what
was
kind
there.
Of birds?
I saw a yellowtail sparrow, and then I saw some blue jays. Then I went to the States to do bird watching. I was almost attacked, but good thing the thing was there. There was the swallow, and he came down, tried to peck me, but it was crazy, you know. But if it wasn't for, you know, for the guide, I would have been.
Don't say swallowed.
I would have been swallowed. Howard, have you ever been swallowed? Have you ever been in a time of swallowing?
The indecency is rich.
Hey, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ian Thomas from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company, and we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea, you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call, 552-0212. 5520212.
You gotta go up on
it. 5520212.
Oh, I like
that. Huh. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Howard, hey, listen here. It's real out there in the trenches. But I'm here to talk to you about a couple companies today. What next week is Easter? Mm-hmm. Is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to tell you what's happening at Capital Lumber. You know Capital Lumber. You've been there and you've purchased some your building supplies from there.
On Parkgate.
On Parkgate Road. You know the why. Capital Lumber, first of all, let me jump out there and give you guys a phone number. 605-9663. 605-9663. 605-9663. Ian, you're nuts. What kind of place is this, right? Ian, you're nuts to somebody who's on the radio. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
She says, you would have been swallowed. That's a good one. Where does she come up with these things? Okay, then. So here we go.
The internet is a crazy place.
Say, tell Howard hi. She said, tell you hi. She's always listening to you at her job. I can't say her job. Then you guys will know where she is.
Okay.
And then you'll visit her. And
hey, Tommy.
See what's up. Anyway, Capital Lumber, that's where we at. If you guys are building or renovating right now, building or renovating. I'm drinking this coffee. It's not doing too good. If you're building or renovating right now, you don't want to go anyplace else. You want to go to Capital Lumber. Howard says where they're located. Howard, once again, where
Parkgate
they're located.
Parkgate Road.
Parkgate Road. Where's Parkgate Road? Let people know.
It's between Village Road and Wolf Road. Village Road and Camp Road.
Village Road and Camp Road. You got it. Yeah. So I want you guys to use my...
I feel like I'm on a talk, like a, you know... You got it. Come on down.
You got it. Come on down. And next. It's a brand new car. So I call these guys my lumber and cement guys. So that's where you want to go. Capital Lumber, they're located on Parkgate Road, like he just said. No one on the island has better prices on plywood and cement. So if you're adding on to your house, your apartment, or your Airbnb, this is where you want to go. You can get regular one-sided plywood. You can get 5/8 regular roofing plywood. You can get 3/4 CDX plywood and one-sided 5/8 plywood. Really, really great prices down there. I'm doing some renovations at my house right now. You haven't been there in a minute, so I'm going to invite you when I'm finishing the back. I've just added on a pavilion. It's really nice.
That's crazy what you're saying.
Yeah, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. Yeah. So I get all my wood from Capital Lumber, and you guys should also. Plus, you can get...
It's extremely affordable, by the way.
Extremely affordable, yep. I turn them on to all my family
I feel like
members.
Ian has a responsibility for being able to tell you that these things are affordable.
Yes.
But I have to be able to reassure you that they are extremely affordable.
Wow. I appreciate you.
And I don't get paid for this.
So does Capital Lumber. Yeah, well, don't worry. Listen,
tell Capital Lumber,
check,
call me.
The check is in the mail. It's, you know, it's all caught up in the pipeline. My God, I don't even got a PO box. Hey.
It'll never reach.
Hey, do you accept Bitcoins?
No, what did Anna say?
What?
Do you do wire transfers?
Do you do wire transfers?
Do you do wire transfers?
Do you do wire transfers? Yeah. So, listen, if you all guys also, someone asked me right now, I was just going to talk about shingles. You can get 25-year shingles, or you can get architectural shingles. You can get ready-mix, easy-finish joint compound, and you can get cement by the bag or by the pallet. Howard, for $20, how many bags of cement fall on a pallet?
Is it 40?
Man, you look at my thing. You don't get no $40 from me, buddy. No $20 from me. It's 40.
It's 40.
I would use cheat, buddy.
No, just I didn't Google see that. No, I can Google it.
Hey, man, these AIs are fast.
I can Google
it. So, yeah, you get a pallet of of cement. It's 40 bags on there at a great, great price. I'm not saying prices today because these prices fluctuate, and they are going to lower some prices. I know, I think, maybe going towards Easter next week. So right now, a new shipment of windows and doors have recently arrived. That's a great thing. And I'm talking interior and exterior doors in all sizes. They got steel doors, wooden doors, all stocked and ready to go. They got a huge warehouse of gorgeous, strong doors. They just want to let you guys know, gorgeous, strong doors for your home or your business, like I said. Prices like no other. And the windows, they come in double and single hung. So that's also a great thing, what's happening down there at Capital Lumber. They're also stock up with, what I want to say now, I just said they're stocked to the ceiling with all the things I spoke about. And if you're serious about saving money, you want to call Capital Lumber right now today. They're on Parkgate Road, 605-9663, 605-9663, 605-9663. And you want to get all your windows and doors and plywood, your lumber, all your shingles, you know, everything you need.
I really was thinking about doing something. We got some great space to be able to do some stuff now, right? I want to put up like a little swing, like a swing set for my kids.
Okay, that's great.
And so I was thinking between either making it like out of lumber and do some stuff like that.
Wow, that's creative.
Purchasing, you know, like a swing set. But I feel like, you know, Capital Lumber is so affordable.
Yeah.
I can be able to just kind of go and get the lumber, get somebody to be able to build it for them.
You probably can.
And I still like, save a couple bucks.
Yeah, like download maybe some
there's,
type of.
There's some people out there who could do this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it would have been a nice like project a for you and your dad. I mean, you and your son.
No, man. He'll have more splinters than his behind.
Okay, good.
We get somebody to do it, right?
He's like, pass me the hitter. You mean the hammer?
Yeah. No, I think you could still be able to save because there's small projects you can do like this, right? And you can
definitely
still be able to keep a nice classic touch.
Wow.
A nice good feel to it.
Yeah.
For that, I want to be able to put some, you know, some
and have a nice rustic
fence
look.
Right, yeah, I want to do that. I want to put some fence in my backyard and everything.
Okay.
I haven't invited you by my place.
Okay.
It's a beautiful place, right?
Right.
So I want to be able to do some stuff like that. And I'm sitting here thinking, maybe I just go to Capital Lumber.
Definitely.
And be able to purchase the stuff like this.
I encourage you to go there. And like you said, you've been there before. You've experienced the customer service and the prices. So, you know, go there and stay right there with a company that you know and that you trust. Once again, Capital Lumber, Parkgate Road, 605-9663, 605-9663. Be like me and Howard. Go there and save money and just get all the things you need to build and add on. Also, Howard, Sky Solar. Haven't spoken about them for a little while. This is a solar company. They're located on Blue Hill Road. Blue Hill Road. I know many people out there are tired of these high electricity bills and these unplanned blackouts that last for hours. So if you're looking for a reliable solar company with properly trained installers and servicemen, Sky Solar.
Who's the proprietor of Sky Solar?
I call him by his first name. I call him Conrad.
Conrad?
Yeah. He's a wonderful gentleman.
Is he Jones? What's his last name? You don't know his last name?
I can't remember the last name right now. It's not on top of the
I didn't ask you that because this is the first time I think you introduced solar here on the show.
Oh, yeah? No, I spoke about solar before.
Sky Solar with us?
No, I spoke about another solar company.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But I'm now in talks with them. So they're going to go ahead and solarize my place in the future. See, my friend Nadia, she just hit you. Tell Howard hello. And Nadia, you're going to get some good prices on solar also. She was on with you before. So she's a wonderful person.
Nadia?
She loves you. Yeah, Nadia.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's definitely going to, I'm going to turn her on to this, to Sky Solar Company.
So like, what's Sky Solar? What are you doing?
So well, I'm going to jump right into that right now. So you can get, once they come out there, they're going to send their servicemen out there to see exactly what needs to be done and get you ready to be on the way to be self-sustained. They also transform your home, business, church, or any property that you have into your own power generating unit. That's a wonderful thing. So whether you're in Nassau or the Family Islands, you can go ahead and give them a call at 422. Howard, write the number down. Are you writing it down, Howard?
422.
Are you using cursive or block numbers?
I'm kind of just scribbling it.
Just scribbling it.
Chicken scratch.
Chicken scratch. Okay. Their number is 422-1698. 422-1698. If you want solar, dial 422-1698.
Do they come and install the panels?
They do all the installations that you need, like I said. And we all know that solar is not cheap, right? So when you're going around looking to a company, choosing the wrong company can run you into thousands of unnecessary dollars. We don't want that. That's why I'm directing you to a company that has great prices. They're qualified. They have expert service guys that can come out there and check out everything. And they wonderful installers that will keep you going with the...
Is there a website?
They do have a website, and I don't have that in the front of me. I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Howard asked the best questions out of all the hosts that I
No, I didn't ask if there's a website, because while I'm always grateful to be able to hear what persons are saying about that, it is truly expensive to be able to have, to install solar. This is not an easy feat.
No, not at all.
There's a couple of other questions that I'd like to ask.
Yes, sir.
As it relates to whether or not if I get a... electric vehicle, will they come and install some stuff for me?
Definitely. You're talking about the charging set.
The charging
set,
port.
Yeah, my son does that. He's in the U.S., but he does that. He does the installation.
Will he come over and do it for me?
He can do that for you.
He comes
over like every 2 weeks and
really?
So forth. Yeah, but he doesn't do the solarization of the homes, but he does the installation of the charging unit for your electric vehicle.
As it relates to Sky Solar and being able to do these things, I just wanted to know to see some testimonies. I think a lot of us...
That's a wonderful thing.
Because the truth is that when we go on Amazon, when we go to other places, I always look at the recommendations, how many persons purchase this stuff before I purchase it.
Right.
And you just get 5 stars, but only 2 people buy it.
Yeah.
But the testimonies could put me in a position to say, okay, I could feel confident that if these people are confident with you, I'm going to give you a try.
That is definitely a plus. Maybe you can check it out on their Facebook page. Like I said, the name of the company is Sky Solar, ladies and gentlemen. If you just go ahead and on Facebook and you plug it in, you can possibly see some of the comments that individuals leave and who've had an experience with the company. So, like I said, once again, the fabricators, they will come out and explain how you can add more panels and batteries over time, eventually weaning yourself off of the power grid. They also carry solar lights, solar fans, solar panels, inverters, batteries, charge controllers, solar and propane water heaters. Now, that's a wonderful thing. I'm thinking about getting myself a solar water heater because, man, I had a terrible accident like last year. Mine burst in the house, and I woke up, I was like in a lake. When I put my foot on the ground, boom. So I want to try to move my water heater outside.
You know what happens?
What happened?
The calcium builds up in it.
Look at you. Wait, Howard, yeah, you know these things.
But I grew up with my daddy. My daddy beat one water machine, water heater one time, and tried to be able to take the calcium out.
Mm-hmm.
And the element in it, he had to take the element
the
out.
Element, yes, the I heard them use thing, that word. Right? The element was, yeah.
The element in it was, it ran bad, and the calcium, that's just the bad water that we have.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you have water.
So it's eroding from the inside.
It's eroding from the inside.
Oh, okay, then.
It's
so I had to purchase myself a new one. Yeah.
On the inside,
yeah.
Right? But the tank, if you go tankless, it may be a better opportunity.
We have a tankless one at the house in the U.S. Yes, but I want to get one here. My electrician, he says that it could work, but I never got around to purchasing. I want to get a tankless one. That's a very good idea. Man, I learn a lot of things when I come on the show here. So,
There's the website for the...
Sky Solar?
Yeah, because I'm checking them out right now.
Okay.
The number is 601-2303.
Yes.
2003.
Yes.
And their email is genpower18@gmail.com. genpower18@gmail.com. I always learn from you also because these are persons that are doing some great stuff in our community.
Right.
And you want to be able to find it. Guys, you can find them right on Facebook. They're called... Sky Solar and Power.
Mm-hmm.
Sky Solar and Power. They got sales, installation, maintenance, solar power systems,
yes,
and all sizes based right here in Nassau. You can be able to WhatsApp them. They got all the information right there. I'm sorry, I just jumping the gun with you.
No, man, I love
it. This is good stuff. Because let me tell you what, there is an evolution. People are moving away from sort of the fossil fuels and having a fix to these things and looking for alternative energy sources.
And anything to make your home or your building more modern, that's what I'm all about. Hurricane windows and generators and solar, all these things to make your house and your life much easier. Someone's asking me right now if there's a cell number. You guys can go ahead and dial the cell number right now. That's 422-1698, 422-1698. 422-1698. Let Mr. Conrad know that you guys are listening to Howard and myself talk about his company in such a positive way. So like I say again, they got solar lights, solar fans, solar panels, inverters, batteries, charge controllers, solar and propane water heaters. Go check them out right down there. They also have payment plans and layaways available. Plus, they offer free consultations. call them right now and let them design a system that's specifically for your lifestyle. That's Solar, Sky Solar, 422-1698, 422-1698, or you can call the office at 601-2003, 601-2003. Remember, this is an investment, ladies and gentlemen. Start solarizing your building today and increase your property value. That's a wonderful thing.
I like this.
How do you feel about that?
Conrad, you should come on and sit with me. Let me know.
Yeah, man. Yep. Hey, Conrad, you listening? Come sit with
Conrad,
Howard.
Give me a shot.
And drink some of his coffee. This coffee is good.
If your back hurting, you probably feel better.
Yes.
I didn't
and
know
also,
that's what coffee
then
do.
Afterwards, then we go for a vodka and cranberry. So as we say... SHSS Electrical. SHSS. Howard, no, I always talk about this company.
Yeah, you always talk about it.
SHSS Electrical. Where are they located, Howard?
Chesapeake
Road, Mato. Chesapeake is off of what main road?
You're doing too much, sir.
Chesapeake?
I get no money with
Chesapeake.
This. Can I do it for 100, sir?
Nah.
Alec, can I get it for 100?
I'll have business and industries for 200, Alex.
What is Chesapeake?
What is Chesapeake? So if you're on Mackey Street and you're done, can I say it in a Bahamian way?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're on Chesapeake, right?
You're talking to Bahamians. They can understand you.
Yeah, you're on Chesapeake, right? Join an item. Just pop. Hey, you come. Hey, you know that corner right there?
Did you? Huh?
You see one Lord there was washing a car? Ask him in Chesapeake.
Did you ever watch like the video where the guy say, so what do you think about that? That you and I and I, he's saying, sometimes you look in the deeper things, right?
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
What are you saying?
We're just asking you, what are the colors? Right?
Quick, somebody give me an Ebonics to English dictionary.
It was too much.
Yeah, so if you're on Mackey Street and you turn off on the Chesapeake and you go like down like 100 yards on the left-hand side, that's where SHSS Electrical is. We don't want you to go downtown. We don't want you to go to Palmdale. We don't want you to go to Carmichael Road for your electrical stuff. We want you to go to SHSS Electrical on Chesapeake. They're in the former Minute Muffler building. That's the most important thing. They used to be in the Henry F. Store building. They're no longer there. They're right down the road, less than a mile, maybe even less than half a mile, down there right through Chesapeake. Why do I want you to go there? Right now, for the entire month of March, all these items have been reduced. You can get a 2x4 LED flat panel light. They were $99, now $77. The 2x2 LED flat panel lights, they were $65.
2x4?
Yeah, 2 feet by 4 feet. Yeah, I have that one in my kitchen.
LED light?
LED, yeah, the flat panel light that goes on the ceiling.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, listen, I turn that on, and the whole place is illuminated with this gorgeous, bright light. You know, I never
thought... It's like a bright, with a blue haze to it? Or is it like that yellow incandescent color? The blue one is extremely bright.
Mine is really bright. I used to have the old ones with those long bulbs.
Yeah.
I got rid of that. That was terrible. Yeah, right. Now I've got this. It gives the kitchen a wonderful glow. And I mean, I'm not supposed to be talking about the other one, what I have on the outside. That one I can turn and it gives you, you can have like a dim color. I have that on the back patio. I have that at dim, but you can turn that on bright too. But I'm not here to talk about that. But I just love the choices and the variety of lights that they have down there to make any room look good. I didn't even realize by changing lights and things like that.
You change mood.
Yeah. Huh?
It really makes, it gives the ambiance, it gives it a good flea.
Definitely. Yeah. So I don't have to worry. And these are long lasting.
Yeah.
These are long lasting
We get some dim lights in our room now, my wife and I.
I know. I can tell by the amount of children you have.
Yeah. No, this is brand new.
Oh, brand new.
This is brand new.
Lord, baby on the way.
I'm trying to tell you right now. I see her look at me with these kind of, can you feel the love? You remember how Nyla looked at someone?
Yeah. And you open the door.
Hello. You remember when Nyla looked at Simba, right?
Yeah.
And she looked at him. I was like, all right, listen, baby, you need to stop
this. This me not. So you got those 2x2 LED flat panel lights. They were $65. Now they're $42.90. You can get a 4-foot universal LED bulbs. Those bulbs, they were $15. Now they're only $6.60. Dusk to Dawn LED flood lights. With bulbs, they were $50, now $22. They got square D main breaker meter combo. That it's an 8-space, 16-circuit surface mount available right now in the 150-amp and the 200-amp. Now they're just $350. Other places, You know, you can pay up to $500 for that. So once again, for those who are not aware, SHSS Electrical has moved from their previous location on Mackey Street from the Henry F. Store building to their new location on Chesapeake Road in the former Minute Muffler building. And they offer a wide range of electrical supplies, like I said. So all you electricians, this is a great time. If you want to save a lot of money, go down there and check them out. Square D products, switches, combos, breaker panels, electrical wires, meter cans. Plus, they're the number one place for LED bulbs on the island in all sizes and styles. An extensive selection of decorative ceiling fans and light fixtures, especially those equipped with outdoor motion sensors. And recently, a new line of Dusk to Dawn security lights that are outfitted with motion sensors just came in. But the staff says, people have been coming there like crazy. So go down there and check them out, especially right now that's going towards Easter. I asked the boss, can we go ahead and put some stuff on sale? He gave me $20,000 worth of stuff to put on sale. Don't let these things hang around, ladies and gentlemen. Go down there. This is a great time. Get your mom, your dad, or whatever, someone a nice gift for Easter and fix up the place, make them look good. Spend $50, you get received 10% discount, and they also ship to the family island.
Give them a nice gift.
Yeah, man, that's a nice gift. That's a nice
ceiling
gift.
Fan.
A stable ceiling fan.
Just walk into the house and say, hey,
here's a ceiling fan.
Right. Oh, my God, what are you trying to say?
You're telling. You're hot.
The one with two blades wasn't good enough.
No. And you know, especially for those people who bleaching, they want to stay cool.
You're wilding out.
Listen, I saw a girl. She was like, hi, Ian. I was like, who are you? You don't remember me from school? This girl bleached so much, she a different race.
She's a different race. You bleach out your
ethnicity? She can't eat. I won't even allow her to say the N-word anymore.
Really?
That's how light she is.
Really?
Really, really. I was wondering, when people bleach, right? If they lose their job and ain't gonna make no more, do they start turning back?
I don't know, sir.
I always wanted to know that.
I don't know. I know Michael Jackson retained his position.
He had money.
He had to.
Yeah, I see people. Anyway, man,
it was his responsibility.
That's a whole different
thing. I know you got a couple more, but you got to let me take a commercial break. Let me take a commercial break.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with none other than Ian Thomas being able to talk to us about what's going on. Right off the bat, we got Capital One. You think they call it my name?
What's in your wallet,
right? Capital Lover is in there. They got Sky Solar, SHSS Electrical. We're going to find out a few more when we get back after this.
The Foundation.
Friday, April 5th, get ready for another exciting Fish Fry Friday.
We got to sleep, we got to rest.
At Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, featuring the big band Visage and DJ Beats with the latest in soca, Bahamian, and old school jazz.
Everybody take a drop. Come to party, I like y'all, don't want no man.
$25 general admission, $55 buffet and party.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m., party until 11:30 p.m. That's April 5th, Fish Fry Friday. The stage has been moved, so you've got more dancing space.
Fish Fry Friday, April 5th at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau.
Parking at the point for only $10. See you at Fish Fry Friday, April 5th with the big band Visage.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. And let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale, and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government-issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
It's Easter time again, and it's time to stop by Paradise Fisheries, located at number 16 Harley Street, Mount Royal Avenue. We are now accepting those large orders for fish fries on Good Friday. So give us a call today at 325-3301 or stop by our stores between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Fridays and 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Paradise Fisheries, still your one-stop shop for all of those Easter desires.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast. Available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, Up for Sound Promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Raken Script Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242. Join the Falcons, Dovi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a sixth straight victory at the Charifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Charifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Charifta Aquatics at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CharIftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
We need to talk. And it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIV benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIV.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful day, Thursday, here live and in full effect. If you want to be a part of what we're doing here on Small Business Thursday, you can jam me, give me a call, 8270111, 8270111. We get everything laid out for you. In the house with me right now is none other than Ian Thomas. He's being able to talk to us about what direct marketers has on the table. Capital Lumber, first out the gate. Sky Solar and Energy. I think that, what's it called?
Sky Solar.
And Energy.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. They got all that information is there. SHSS Electrical. They got everything there on Chesapeake, right there off Mackey Street. Got everything laid out for you. Listen, these are some of the most affordable, some of the most progressive concepts and ideas that you, I don't know whether or not you package it like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could go out there, build yourself your little patio, mm-hmm. put your air conditioning on it, whatever the case would be,
mm-hmm.
put your fan out there, get your solar, everything laid out. You can get all your fixings and the equipment that you need, so forth and so on, from SHSS. This is a strong package deal that you put together.
That's so, hey, listen, yeah, I love my clients, and I hope they feel the same way about me. And when somebody asked me, I was on another station, they were like, you know, what do you like? I like the fact that I'm able to bring these great deals to the Bahamian people, to the entire public, you know, and also introduce them to companies and also products and services that they didn't even realize that they needed. And then when I go ahead and I advertise and promote them, they'd be like, wow, hey, I can use that, or my mom or someone I know can use that. And it's a great feeling. Once again, by me saying that, let me leave my phone number again. That's Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 5520212. That's 5520212. I realized that I probably didn't get a chance to say SHSS Electrical's phone number. And their phone number is 605-7777, 605-7777, or 605-7477, 605-7477. Number one place when it comes for all your electrical needs and supplies and everything, with ceiling fans and lights and breakers and
look at when I come to these people.
Yeah, man.
When I come to these people, I'm looking, when I walk in the door, I need a whole. You don't have to do like I'm coming to America. You
ain't
got
to
throw the flowers and whatnot. But you got to know Howard here, and I look for a discount.
Yeah, man.
Don't get mad at me, okay?
No, man. No, how
you can get it. Jesus, you always have money and you always be looking for discount. Miss, 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 miss.
Everyone's
when I walk in here, I was black.
Yes. I don't know.
When I walk in here.
I don't know where all this racial tension is coming from.
Go ahead. I walk in here, I was a black man.
Yes.
Who looking for something.
Yes.
Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way.
Like say it like that.
No.
But if you can give me a little, you know why?
Wake it out.
Let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
Because people tell me things like, well, Howard, you got to talk about this on the radio.
No, yeah, go ahead. Yes, that's right, Howard.
Yeah, but speak I just your be truth. Very clear with you.
Yes, okay then, good.
This is how his feet maturing.
That's
amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard. Hey, Howard, you wilding out today, Howard.
I just gonna be decent.
Howard, now don't fight me now, Howard. Howard, don't fight me now.
This is how sweet mature.
This is bananas, Howard.
This is bananas.
This is totally bananas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? This is how sweet mature. I got three of them fat and one skinny.
Don't say that.
What you mean?
He's big boned.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Every one of my children bigger than their mother.
Oh my goodness.
You can't even believe this woman out here.
I serious. I saw your
mother. These children,
like,
humongous.
This little lady.
They got to eat.
Mato. Got to eat. Hey, listen, you Howard. Listen, you man. Hey, listen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, stay here. Premix. You ever have a premix? Premix Precision Mix. You ever have them?
Premix Precision Mix?
Yeah, man. They do. It's a concrete company.
This is excellent. I feel like you just package it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, all right, we can get the patio built.
Yeah.
We got to go to Capital Lumber. No, I'm serious. I'm sitting here doing this. All right, I got to get these things because my wife said that she wants the solar lights.
Yes.
right?
Yes.
SHSS.
Yes.
Right? She says she wants a solar light.
Solar light.
Leading up to the front door.
Okay. That's okay.
That's
okay.
What she's telling me, right?
Go ahead.
And then in the back, I have this kind of a patio area.
Yes.
But it needs to be resurfaced.
So yes.
I'm thinking, where do I get this? I need some concrete.
You need the concrete. Yeah. And if you don't want to.
No, I'm serious. If you don't
if you don't want to do the bag by bag with the concrete and the cement and the sun and the P-Rock and all that stuff, you say, I just want a company to come by and just pour the whole thing. One slot, one at one shot, you want to call Pre-Mix Precision Mix, Concrete Limited. Wow, that's a great thing. Hey, Terry Camp, he says, Howard, he's always listening to your show. He says, big up to you. You're doing a wonderful thing. He's down there at Pre-Mix. People always ask me, Ian, what is Pre-Mix Precision Concrete and what do they actually do? Well, they're a local company and they own their own factory. And they're manufacturers of the best blend, highest grade of concrete for all projects. Now, when I say highest grade, I ain't talking about you racists out there. We're looking for the high grade.
Leave these fellas alone.
Listen, Howard. High grade. Manufacturers with the best blend, highest grade of concrete for all projects. They have a fleet of pump trucks that go ahead and deliver the concrete directly to your work site, all ready and prepared to pour in specific sections that you request. Now, I had them come and pour for me. It was great. The patio turned out fantastic. To reach them by phone, you want to dial 361-8930. 361-8930. 361-8930. Where are they located? They're off Tonic William Darling Highway.
It don't matter where
Tonic Williams Darling Highway. Just want to let them know where it is, man.
Because they're coming to you. They can bring the truck.
Come down. Yeah, they're number one. Yeah, that is true. It's true.
It doesn't matter what it
is. Yeah, it doesn't matter because they come into you.
You call them, you tell them where it is. They say, you got money?
You're
say, yeah, we got money.
Right. Bad, Ian. Bad. Okay, so they're sitting squarely on the city dump, on the city dump landfill road. I had my cousin call them the other day, and he says, you know what? Hand mix versus concrete pour? No competition. Nothing to think about. I'm going to go with the truck. They're going to just pour it.
It might
time.
Be more affordable too.
I mean, it is more affordable.
Unless you get like free cement because you have to consider the labor.
Yeah, the labor. Yeah.
You have
yeah.
to consider the labor into these particular
All
things.
I had to do was wait for the concrete truck to come there. I had my guys ready to.
Everything framed up. Once everything is framed up.
Yeah. Hey, Howard, you got to frame up everything.
I think you'll just look at me and think.
No, because
I don't understand labor.
Okay.
Let's say.
Because you're a light skinned black.
But that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I come from a dark skinned black. My father. Turks and Caicos?
Yes, right? Go ahead.
He is a descendant of these particular people. This man had me working my guts out from when I was a child.
You don't say.
We poured a whole floor in our house.
Yeah.
We have a six-bedroom house in 8 Mile Rock, two-story, humongous house
yes.
on 3 acres of property.
Ah.
And I helped my father build the whole thing.
Okay, so you know your thing.
Right, yeah. So
you know your thing,
I can tell you
man.
These things, right?
Okay.
So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, if we had these things when we were younger.
You would have called pre-mix?
Let me tell you what he did
Go
when
ahead.
We were younger.
Yes.
Because the community is this kind of a community.
Right.
There was cement, what the place name? Grammahammer Cement Company
mm-hmm.
had silos. And every uh-huh. time they clean out the silo, they would put it in small barrels of drums.
Oh, okay.
So someone will give you these small barrels of drums.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
now you got to mix it
yes.
and put it in there. Oh, my God.
That was work.
That oh
was
my
work.
God.
So that's where your big muscles came from.
Oh, my. This is muscles.
Sir. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So
it's big, but it's not
So you would choose getting a cement truck poured
absolutely
versus staying there and doing all that manual
See,
labor with
my
all
father
the different
had
stuff.
A
yes.
bunch of boys. What are they gonna do? Let my girls mix this?
No, I'm serious. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, be like me and Howard. Call Pre-Mix Precision Mix Concrete.
Call Campy,
and their phone number is.
I guarantee you, that's what they call him.
What's that called?
Campy. That's his name.
Okay.
Terry Camp.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Campy.
Oh, you know. Oh.
I don't Listen, know.
What the phone number is again, man? What the phone number is?
361-8930.
That's right. 361-8930. Give them a call. No more mixing and waiting.
Campy, I'm calling
call
you.
Call them right now.
I can frame up one little area. I got to do one little wall and the patio in the back there.
Campy, Mr. Camp, I can send you Howard's number so you could block that. When you see that coming through, you know, the people
say,
so
I got
don't
six
answer.
Phones. I got six wounds. You'll never know what I got.
Girls, I'm saying, when they try to do it, try to reach them there, like they have a, I got a name next to it. Don't answer. They have someone named Lunch. Naming the guy Lunch.
Yeah.
Name him Free Ride to Woik.
That's what he did.
Yeah. I mean, that they didn't want to talk to him. The only way they would talk to him when it's this time.
To go to work.
When it's time to go to work. When it's time, $200.
Now, don't do that to me.
$300.
$500. I will call you, sir. I won't frame up. I'm sitting here. Yes. I'm telling you the truth.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here and you're putting a package deal together for
yes.
me. You're telling me where I can get my lumber from.
Yes.
I know that the lumber is affordable over
yes.
Capital Lumber.
Yes.
Right? You're telling me where I can get my solar panels from. As mm-hmm. I'm thinking about how I can be able to utilize this sun, we continue to have conversations about alternative forms of energy. You're telling me where I can be able to get my fixtures from, electrical outlets, so forth and so on, from SHSS. Mm-hmm. And tell me where I can get my concrete, affordable concrete, pre-mix, precision mix with Terry Camp. Give him a call,
361-8930. Wow. Yes, yes, yes.
You see how you put this together?
Yeah, we put it together real
and
good.
And as I'm sitting on my patio and I'm laying back and uh-huh. talking about these
yes.
things, right? As persons are doing these things,
right?
I'm sure you'll tell us about DNA Direct later.
Yeah.
But let's go.
I'm waiting for that. But before we get into DNA Direct,
okay, talk
we have to
me.
Talk about something that leads up to DNA Direct. If you're a man out there over 18, you don't mm-hmm. have to be old, but you're experiencing ED. And ED is what? What is ED? Tell me about it.
Education dysfunction?
Absolutely right. It's erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're all adults here. Sometimes after you reach a certain age and you say, you know what? My thing is not thinging no more like that.
This is what you say.
And yeah, and you're not getting that hard, firm, strong erection like you had when you were younger.
Really?
You want to do something different? Give me a call at 552-0212. I've got the bully pills. The bully pills, these are flying off of the shelf, off the whatever it is.
You really took me off course with this one.
People are calling.
I'm not going to lay on my patio thinking about ED.
No, don't lay on your patio thinking about ED. Stand up and walk around.
You are wild enough, sir. This is too much. This is too
much
today.
Yeah, man. You can get listen, I have a neighbor. He's like in about his late 60s. I sold him.
Now you tell us all his man business.
Yeah, but I call his name. I didn't say it was Mr. Johnson. Oops.
0212.
Yeah. Listen, you go ahead, you get the bully pill, you take one pill, you drink some water, you wait for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes there. Later on, bang, you're in there. Everything's good. You feel nice and vibrant.
Junior,
you
say, I gotta go home.
Yeah, you say, hey, look at Margaret, let's go. And you go, and that's how it's listen, you want
now you're left alone.
Yeah. What? No, man, listen,
she gone.
You and ladies. Don't be afraid. You can also purchase. I've had women purchase for their guy, and they say, honey, I just want you to try this, whatever
Spring
it is.
The orange
boom. And it, no, but they actually give it because a man is, I need that, boy. What, me? I scare on that, bad, boy. Oh.
Rambo. You really should let persons know to check their doctors out before
it's all do this. Natural. So even if you have an ailment, you have nothing to worry about. This is all natural. Give me a call, 552-0212. 552-0212 and wake up that sleeping giant.
Really?
You like that? You like how I segue?
I'm 40 years old, sir.
No, I know you.
My wife continues to run from me.
I know, but if you just want some little extra, octane in there, run!
Anything extra can be triplets.
Well, my dough. So listen, if you aren't carrying on as bad as Howard, but you want a nice all-natural alternative to give you that strong erection that you've been missing for a
long
time.
I think I need that song for me. Mr. Lover, Lover.
Dollar 552-0212. 552-0212. I will go ahead and get you that bully pill today. Also, Howard, we've talked about, we're still talking about things in the yard. Well, not the bully pill, but if you have a chain link fence.
Yeah, if you in the yard and you take one of them pills, you better make sure you have your screening thing going
right, on. Right. Then you don't need a shovel anymore. So here we go. Someone calling right now. Let's go. You want that? You want the privacy screen that goes?
The privacy screen.
You want the privacy screen to go on your chain link fence when you're using your bully pill
outside? You might need a dome over your whole house.
Yeah,
you're doing too much.
You tired of people looking in your yard and you got a chain link fence? Get yourself the Samson privacy screen. It's a beautiful dark green privacy screen that goes onto the fence. You guys seen it when you're driving around? You might have a yard.
I need a fence.
You don't want people. You need a fence.
I need an actual fence.
I'm going to get you my guy who does the fencing.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, but if you already have a fence, but you want to secure your property, tired of people looking in, you might be putting your clothes on the line, and you know you have your unmentionables on the line, or you might be building and you don't want people looking into your property, give me a call. I'll get you that Samsung privacy screen. It's 50 feet long, 6 feet tall. It's $189. You can get the straps for $9. If you need installation is $35, or you can install it yourself. Give me a call, 552-0212. It's made from this beautiful green mesh material. It's strong, very strong.
It's a good
strong.
One, though. Huh? It's a good one, because I've seen some that you can see
yeah.
right through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's I have it, like and I love it.
Tracing
it's
paper.
Breathable, so that it doesn't...
No, I've seen yours.
Oh, okay.
You can't yeah. see through it.
No, you can't see through it. The most you can see is like a silhouette of somebody, but you can't actually see the person. And as the evening progresses, you can't see anybody at all. So it's a wonderful alternative for individuals who can't afford a traditional... wall around your property. So that's it. So give me a call at 552-0212, 552-0212. And we got to get out of here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Howard, you want to say the things what I talked about today?
Yeah, we touched those things, and I want to thank you so much for being able to be with us. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come down here and be able to talk about that, please give me a call, 827-0111. Today we talked about Capital Lumber. They got everything available for you. I can vouch for that. Sky Solar, they get on Facebook, find out more information about that. Call Conrad. They got information there. You can hit him up, 422-1698. Or check him out over at SHSS Electrical. They got some great stuff for you. Premix Precision Mix with Terry Camp. Campy, I'm coming down to you, and I'm sure you're going to give us more information about
Definitely.
What's going on with ED.
Yes, right? Erectile dysfunction,
this is
yes.
Yeah. Educational dysfunction?
No, yeah, erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, yeah, get you right back in
Let's
in
get yourself functional.
Yeah, make yourself functional, thing, yes.
And then get your privacy screen, because nobody won't be in your business.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. 552-0212, 552-0212. Give my guy a call. Tomorrow we got a great show laid out for you right here at the Foundation to be able to do some stuff. I am grateful to be with you. That time ran quickly today. I want to give a shout out to Doctor's Hospital. I want to give a shout out to all that they're doing. Tomorrow, give them a call. Check them out 10 o'clock over at the Meldon Mall, 10 a.m. They're going to be doing a grand opening tomorrow. First 100 persons, they can be able to get 2 free prescriptions for throughout the year. Or give them a call at 302-4785. And I got to shout out my good, decent guy that it sounds from over at the BCA, who's prepping next week to be able to have a good conversation. Guys, thank you so much for participating with Small Business Thursday. We'll see you here tomorrow on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.